You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Acts chapter 5. I think we're going to pick it up here. As the smoke clears around Ananias and Sapphira here, Acts chapter 5. In the meantime, you're listening to WGOD Radio. You can follow us on Twitter. We're back on Twitter now, a short sabbatical on there, but we're back. You can go to or search for at WGOD Radio and follow us on Twitter. The links to these programs are put on there, up there as soon as they're recorded, as they are in Facebook. Same place, WGOD Radio. Our website is WGODradio.com. Variety of different ways to follow along with us. These Bible teaching, these 15-minute programs, they're uploaded on the podcast as soon as they're recorded. So if you'd like to hear some other programs, also they're available on demand by going to WMIEFM.com. That's the website to the radio station that I manage. One of the stations on there, you see a button that says on demand. You click on this program, you can hear anywhere from the last couple of years worth of programs just as you click on a button. So Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing here in this ministry, here at this radio station. Thank you for this great modern technology that can be used for so much good. We thank you for all good things. We know all good and perfect gifts come down from you, Lord, the Father of lights. We praise and worship you today, Almighty God. We ask for your blessings on our study now. Help us indeed to be doers of your word, not just hearers. As we go through your word here today, Lord, help us, empower us. Help us to take that step and to be a doer of your word, not just to hear it and fall back and keep on doing what we're doing, starting with me first, Lord. Help me to be a doer of your word and not someone that just hears casually on the roadside. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Acts chapter 5. We left off looking at what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. Now we know that they weren't punished for the amount of money that they gave to the church. I say jokingly sometimes, they sold their house, they gave 80% of the proceeds to the church, and God wiped them out. No, that's not what happened. I guess I say that jokingly sometimes because I keep running into so many people that still think that we're living in the book of Acts. And all of the same things that took place then can take place now. And I guess that doesn't include the judgment, but it only includes the works of the Holy Spirit and the gifts and the sign gifts. But no, not for judgment, brother. That was then, and this is now. When it comes to judgment, that's historical. That was for then, the early part of the church, not for now. Not for now, there's no judgment. That's my point here, is that what happened then doesn't happen now, because if it did, half the church would be strewn out here and flat down dead on the ground. This is what happened here at the early church. They weren't punished for the amount of money they gave to the church. These people were punished for lying to the Holy Spirit. This is what happened. Now, when Ananias, hearing these words, he fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours later, or 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, "Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much." And she said, "Yea," or "Yes," for so much. Then Peter said unto her, "How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which has buried thy husband are at the door, and they shall carry thee out." Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, found her dead, and carried her, and carrying her forth, buried her beside her husband. Then the Bible says this, "And great fear came upon the church and upon as many as heard these things." You see, not only those that saw this man and woman drop down flat out, stone cold dead for lying to God, but you see, those that heard about it, oh man, these guys must have slipped the gasket. They slipped the disc in their back, running north, south, east, and west with this information. Oh, Betty Jean, have you heard what happened to Sapphira? After she got her nails done, too, she lies to the Holy Spirit, and wham, down she goes, flat out dead. Why? She lied. You ever lied before? Thank God the book of Acts is a historical book, my friend. This kind of stuff does not happen today because this is the age of the birth of the church. I keep saying it every week trying to show you we're not living in the time of the book of Acts. If we were, there'd be a lot less people in the church today than there was then. Now, in both cases here, with Ananias and with Sapphira, we see great fear came on all those that either saw this or heard it. Now, it seems to me that no tares or wolves in sheep's clothing were allowed into the very early church. Now, those people, as it were, would sneak in later. That's so often that's the case. You get a church body, and you have a strong leader that loves the Lord, follows the word, that doesn't allow sin inside its doors, you see. And then something happens to him. He retires, he quits, he moves on, he gets frustrated, or falls into sin, you know, whatever the case may be. But after he leaves, well, the Apostle Paul says how that works out. Acts chapter 20, verse 25, Paul says, "And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, that for 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears." What a ministry this guy had, huh? 3 years. Look at what he did for 3 years. Think about this. 3 years. I've been at the church now that I'm pastoring for almost 3 years. In a couple months, it'll be 3 years. I mean, if this was my entire ministry for 3 years, these three things. Warn night and day, and with tears. You'd think I was John Boehner, the politician. Oh, only kidding. warning day and night with tears. Man, oh man, they must have got tired of this guy. I mean, 3 years warning. 3 years warning and teaching. This is what he said to another church, too. That's found in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. It says, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom. And then he gives the reason why, which is my vision for Island Community Church, the church that I pastor or wherever I would be. This is my vision. I stole it from somebody else. I stole it from the Apostle Paul. Again, let me read that verse. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, so that, all right, here's the reason why, so that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. That's my vision for the church right now that I pastor. That's my vision for you, friend. That is to present every man perfect, or, you know, the Greek word there, teleios, mature or complete. Luckily, thank God, we are already complete. Also says in Colossians 2:10 that you are complete in him. You've got all of the Holy Spirit already on the inside of you. But we need to continue. Well, as it says in Hebrews chapter 10, that he has perfected us forever, those who are being sanctified, present active participle, like walking, sleeping, drinking, eating, those who are being sanctified. That's us. It's an ongoing thing. This was Paul's ministry, is to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Knowing therefore the fear or terror of the Lord, he says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Likewise, this is where I get this stuff from. I have a feeling that we're all going to have to stand before. I don't have a feeling. I better know it. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one will give an account for the things done in the body, whether good or bad. Paul's aim and ambition was to present every man perfect, and for 3 years, day and night, with tears, warning everyone. Imagine that. He's talking to believers here. 3 years, day and night, warning everyone. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving. Like when Jesus says, strive, agonizo, strive, agonize to enter in through the narrow gate. Paul's ministry here, striving according to his working, that is Christ in you, the hope of glory, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily, that Paul could complete his ministry of presenting all those that were under him, all those that he had an outreach to present them perfect in Christ Jesus, and to present them to Christ Jesus as perfect. What a ministry. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.